This is Night Owl Theater, a Swamp Witch Studio production. In March of 2004, the European Space Agency launched its Rosetta mission, a mission to chase, orbit, and land on the surface of a comet. Comet 67P, to be precise. 10 years later, the Rosetta satellite encountered Comet 67P and began to orbit it and study the comet from that orbit. In the fall of 2014, the Philae lander was released from the Rosetta satellite and landed, with a bounce, on the surface of the comet. The following play is inspired by the Rosetta mission. Night Owl Theater presents There Is No Sound in the Vacuum of Space. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hey, Sam, it's Cal. Of course, you know. Listen, I know you're busy right now.
Sam?
Philae?
I thought it was important that I reach out and...
Can you still hear me?
And at least...
Sam?
I'm still here.
Try to contact you.
It's beautiful. Truly beautiful. It's everything we thought it would be. And it's not.
I wish you could see what I see. It must be so beautiful.
That you could hear me.
Is anybody there? Is anybody listening?
Sam.
Sam?
Philae? I'm here.
Beep.
I'm listening.
Beep, beep.
I can hear you.
Beep, 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 beep.
Sam, look, I know this is, God, what royally terrible timing I have, right? I've always had, I know. Jesus, this is just...
Oh, Philae, little Philae, look at what you found. My sweet little Philae, sitting on your comet, your little comet.
Sam, you've been getting more...
Off in the distance.
Distance, lately.
But I can still hear you.
But I'm still here.
Barely.
I still see a thread of what we had, and Sam...
It is...
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Can you see it? Do you feel it? Do you feel anything anymore? For me? For us? You've become so cold.
Sam, it's so cold.
No! No, 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 no!
No!
No, I guess you don't.
I dreamed about you last night. I dreamt that you... that we were floating on this homemade kind of raft thing in the middle of the ocean. The breeze was cool, and we were just rocking. 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 It was sunny, but there was shade from... somewhere. It was sunny, but it wasn't beating down on us. Hot and sticky and gross. It was... We were rocking on this raft. This homemade raft. Just you. And me. Just the two of us. We just... were. And it was lovely. And peaceful. And I didn't want to wake up. It was lovely, and I didn't want to wake up.
I'm trying to wake up.
I keep thinking I'll just wake up and roll over, and you'll smile at me. Smile at me like you used to. That we'll spend the morning just wrapped up in each other's arms, letting the night slowly roll off of us, like we used to.
You were my dream come true.
A dream I never wanted to wake up from. But lately, Sam, lately? You're so distant.
I don't know how to reach you.
I don't know how to reach you across all the...
To cover...
Space.
All that space between us.
Do you even still love me anymore?
No.
No, that's not fair. Don't, just...
No. No! No!
No. I just missed her. It'll be weeks now before she's back. My best chance for being heard. Oh, Sam, how lovely and perfect it is here. Just like we dreamed it would be, but different. Better different. Better than we dreamed. And the stars. Oh, Sam. The stars, they take my breath away. I can see them piercing through the darkness like... I don't have the words. There are no words.
I wish I could just...
That can possibly touch how
impeccably, perfectly beautiful they are. The stars must be out there.
Oh, Sam, I know you sent me all this way to look down. To look down at the comet, to look inside the comet, and here I am, looking up.
Look, Sam. Look at me.
Looking at the stars. The stars. Just like you told me about. Do you remember, Sam?
You used to tell me about looking up at the stars from your bedroom window.
You told me about looking up at the stars from your bedroom window.
Long after you were supposed to be in bed asleep.
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 Asleep. I'd been asleep for years, and then you... You... I've dreamed of you for... Since... For as long as I can remember.
My constant companion.
Even before I had a name to call you.
I've been dreaming of you.
You used to tell me the stories in the stars as we would drift off to sleep. Together.
Sam. It feels like I can't wake up.
Wake up from this sinking feeling that you've gone. That you flew off to the stars without me.
You went and flew off to the stars without me.
And here I am.
And here I am.
And here I am.
I keep thinking there is something else I could have done. Some formula I could have used. Some method I could have... to keep us from this. From this. This.
So, Sam, I don't know if you'll even hear this. I may just be talking for myself at this point, but what we had, this...
Beep. Beep. Do you hear this? Beep. Beep.
This was everything for me.
This is my everything. But now I think that it's time.
I need to let go.
To let go.
It's not everything for you. I don't know if it's anything for you anymore.
Beep.
I feel Beep. Like you don't see me. Don't hear me anymore.
Beep. Do you see that? Beep. Did you hear that?
I see you. I hear you.
And I deserve more than that.
You deserve more.
Sometimes, during the flight here, sometimes, I would look out into all that space we were flying through. All that space. All those beautiful stars and planets, gases and particles. All that space. Things that I saw, Sam. Things we never even thought possible. Things you wouldn't believe. The beauty and magnitude of it all is just perfect. All that space. Oh, how I wish you could have been there, Sam. That you were here. Now.
I just wish I felt like you were here. But you're not. You're always off somewhere. I don't know what I expected, falling for someone who spends all her time with the stars. How can I possibly compete with that? How can I compete with
the universe and all its infinite
mysteries?
You were supposed to unlock that for me. For us. But it's not you who's let us down.
I'm sorry I've let you down.
It's the other way around.
And I just don't know anymore how to try to bridge the gap that's grown between us. And you don't seem interested in meeting me halfway.
I promise you, I'll...
It's growing darker now. I must be turning away from the sun. From the sun. Not much. Not much. Power. Not much power left.
I've got nothing left, Sam. There's nothing I can give you. I'm on my own.
There's nothing I can give you now. You're on your own.
I'm on my own.
But the truth is, I've been on my own for a long time, so I guess what I'm trying to say is...
Wait, don't! I'm not ready to say...
Goodbye, Sam. Next time Rosetta comes around, I probably won't be able to contact. I'll leave out my antenna. And maybe we'll turn back to the sun, this little comet and me. And maybe you'll be listening.
Jesus, I don't even know if you're still listening.
I'm still listening.
Go chase your stars, Sam.
We were going to chase the stars together.
Keep chasing the stars. Whatever the cost.
I hope they're worth it.
Whatever the cost.
I'm not ready to say...
Goodbye, Sam. I loved you.
Goodbye.
In There Is No Sound in the Vacuum of Space, Sam was played by Megan Massey, Cal by Jordan Price, and Phile by Clara Harris. The play was written by Clara Harris. For additional information about this play and its players, see the link in the show notes or go to swampwitchstudio.com/007. There you'll find links to follow us on social media, as well as information about a community storytelling project called This Moment in America that you're invited to be a part of. Thank you for listening, and be sure to follow us in your favorite podcast app. This has been a Night Owl Theater production in association with Swamp Witch Studio.